Talk Back Jackson Sports. On Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. That's indoor with air conditioning. In a day like today, anything with air conditioning is a good thing. Also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. And normally at this point, we would go to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com from Exit Realty First. But we're lucky enough to have Kyle Lichty in the studio with us to talk not only about the Macker, but also about the Hacker. Hey, Kyle, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back this year.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here, and it's good to be talking about Gus Macker. And, you know, just, man, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. Just events happening in Jackson on a regular basis and when they're supposed to. I mean, it's just a good thing to kind of live with the pandemic, put it behind us, and have a great event like the Gus Macker downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, back in 2021, it was a pretty wild planning process. We were really hoping for the best, and a lot of the Macker tournaments, or actually I think three quarters of them, dropped and just straight up canceled last year. So we were lucky enough to have, we'll say, a COVID plan in place and did everything right on the prep side. And when you think back to July 21, we were actually one of the first major events to return to the community. So it's nice to be able to build off that, have another year of planning for the fourth go around, and I guess the second go around of Macker. So this will be the fourth year since its return, and we're really looking forward to a big event this year.
Crazy. It's been 4 years already.
It's wild.
That is crazy. So so what's registration look like so far?
Yeah, so right now we're a little bit above where we were at this time last year.
Okay.
Of course, the next few weeks are really going to – we need to make a big push to get more teams in at all levels. So far, we have a very, very, very strong 14 and under – or very strong 14 and under numbers.
Okay.
The boy-to-girl ratio, girls are about one-third of the registrants compared to – being about one-fifth, so nice to see
that's
some
good.
To see some strong numbers for youth girls and youth as a whole so far. It's pretty exciting.
Okay. So you're looking for adults then?
Looking for everything.
Looking for everything. Okay, gotcha.
Absolutely. You know, last year we only had I believe three adult women teams register for the adult women's division, so that didn't happen because we need four teams to make it go. So would love to see more adult women compete in the event, adult men of all ages. The top men's division traditionally fills out, you know, the week of the deadline. But from there, it's everything from seven-year-olds to anyone who wants to play, broken down by different age and skill levels to make it competitive for all.
Gotcha. So, and the winners get trophy of all the different divisions, right?
Yeah, so we have trophies for the top three teams for each division, as well as for those that lose the first two games, compared to just going home on Saturday, come back Sunday for the toilet bowl. So the best of the worst can walk out with a trophy as well.
All right, so everybody's guaranteed at least three games.
Bingo.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, very cool. If someone... And wait, is there money involved, or is it just a trophy, or what?
Yeah, so for standard gameplay, there is no money.
Okay.
However, for the dunk contest, we do have a $1,000 cash prize for the winner, as well as a couple other competitions where you could walk out with some cash as well.
And this is like real dunking, not like, hey, let's put it 8 feet kind of dunking. It's real dunking.
Right. Well, you know, we are still looking for a sponsor for a kids dunk contest.
Oh, all right.
That would be on a, you know, shortened hoops.
But my no size hoop, because I've got the Bill Laimbeer vertical jump, so that'd be my size hoop. Okay.
Exactly.
You didn't have to agree so quickly. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, so how much is it for teams to get in?
Yeah, so per team, it's $180, $45 a person. When you think about that, you get you get three games guaranteed over the 23rd and 24th of July, but also get a T-shirt, get a swag bag, or like a backpack, a reusable water bottle.
Cool.
Get to walk away with some cool stuff and, you know, and get at least three games.
Yeah, I mean, for a weekend of fun, too. I mean, it's regardless of where you end up, you're going to have fun because it's a huge event downtown.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things we want to do is have more complimentary activities take place. So we're going to have a mascot game at 11:30 with some area mascots right in downtown Jackson. That'll be fun. On Friday to kick it off, we will have a Heroes Tournament again, but also adding a Teachers Tournament, but also a court for students with disabilities, so we can bring everyone together, kick the event off right Friday night downtown.
Very cool. So for teams who want to get involved, how do they get a hold of you? How do they start the process?
Yeah, the very basic way to go is go to macker.com, and then when you see the main page of the site, you can click on Jackson for upcoming tournaments. That'll give you all the updated information, give you the rundown and registration, and you can lock your team in right there.
Okay.
Also, if anyone does have questions, the Facebook page works, Gus Macker Jackson.
Okay.
Or people can email us directly at gusmackerjxn@gmail.com.
Gotcha. All right. Registration deadline?
July 5th.
Okay. Is there, I mean, is that it? Is that the stop all? Is that the end game? Or?
Yeah, so for like a paper application, that is a hard deadline. But also for Macker Corporate as well as us, on the 6th, we'll look at the numbers, see if we need to open it up further to fill out a couple divisions. So for some, you know, if there's like a fringe division that's close to expanding to have two courts or, you know, condensing to one, or, you know, if we're at three adult female teams, all right, we got to push it out. We might have to push it out a week further to get a couple more in.
Okay.
But the 5th, I would try to get everything locked in by then just to be safe.
So what I'm hearing is basically, that'll pretty much guarantee your spot.
Guaranteed.
If you get it in by the 5th, it'll guarantee your spot.
Correct.
Okay, so make sure you get it in by the 5th.
Yep.
And it's online, so you can do it on the 4th, you can do it on the 3rd, whatever. Just for those who procrastinate, but get it in on the 5th.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Now, I just love this event. I love how it looks. I love how it brings people to downtown Jackson. And it's one of those just iconic type of summertime events, right? But, I mean, for you, what is it about the Macker that, I mean, you're like, we just got to bring this back to downtown. This has to happen in Jackson. What was that for you that sparked, that made you want to bring it back?
Yeah, so prior to the Macker, I was directing another festival in town that I absolutely loved and love to this day. But as, you know, that progressed, it got to a certain level of, you know, success and participation. It's like, you know, let's try something different. So for Macker, the nice thing about it in the early stages is that we weren't really creating something from scratch because it's a nationally recognized brand name. But, you know, to have the need to build it from the ground up and sponsorships and work with local businesses, that was fun. You know, just a fun dynamic to create kind of something new. But it wasn't like for marketing that we were selling something new to the outside world. Like, people knew what it was, right? But then when we brought it back, another focus was to get people in downtown and just to be able, and we hear this every year, even last year, which was the third year of the return. People are like, wow, you know, we didn't know there was this much going on in Jackson, or like, oh, where did these restaurants come from? And I mean, if you think about 2018 compared to now, just the new spots, and even in the past year, getting the Blue Julep right on Michigan, and the restaurants are still, you know, building up their staff from what everyone in retail and, you know, the service industry experience coming out of COVID.
Right.
It's just going to be a different, stronger environment all around, and want to get people connected, whether they live in the outskirts of town or in another state. You know, kind of cool to showcase that.
Well, it is. And there's such a variety downtown Jackson. When I first started working in Jackson, gosh, I forget now. It's got to be 20 plus years at this point. You could fire a cannon downtown. Not that it'd be recommended. And it would bounce off the summer night tree, not hit anything. Now there's such a variety. I mean, you've got places for all different ages and likes and dislikes. There's such a good variety downtown now.
Well, yeah. And when we talk to our different presenting sponsors about it, so for Art Main and County National Bank and Henry Ford Health, we all have this unified vision of celebrating Jackson, right?
Okay, yeah.
And being able to connect with, whether it's youth or adults that might live in the community and, you know, maybe they, you know, stick to the 9-to-5 path to and from downtown and don't explore after hours. Well, this is a after hour event, whether it's, you know, in the morning, checking out a new place while just watching the game on the side, right? So you don't even have to love basketball to experience what the event's bringing to the community. So it's kind of a nice, cool, integrated partnership across.
Now, for the courts, do you have everything here for the courts and the hoops and everything, or is that something that Gus Macker brings in? Or I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so that's part of the arrangement we have with Gus Macker Corporate. So by bringing the event to town, they bring a semi to Mackerize the city, right? So they
own
the baskets, the Dream Court, so the flooring that comes with that. They bring the balls. They actually bring a retail store as well.
Cool.
So this year, you know, if you want to buy some Macker swag, it's actually going to be based out of the Symphony. So everything's going to be indoors. Nice chance to catch some air, depending on what the heat's like that weekend. But they bring, you know, the Macker feeling. We just create the atmosphere surrounding what's happening on the courts.
So those courts, those are like the little waffle rubberized things they put down. So you're not playing. So some of the courts, you're just not playing on asphalt.
Correct. So for the top men's court, as well as the kids' Dream Court, those will have the grid-based flooring.
Those are fun to play on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's cool. So Gus himself will be on the PA system on the kids' court, and pro DJs will be running music. We'll have an announcer as well on the top men's court. And, of course, everything in between will be on blacktop.
Yeah.
But we'll have a registered official, so it's not call your own, any of that garbage. It's going to be legitimate official gameplay, which is cool.
Very cool. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about the Macker.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remind our listeners what's going on a couple days before with the Hacker.
Yeah, so to kick off Macker Week on the 20th at Calderon Golf Club, we're going to host our first ever Macker Hacker golf outing.
Okay.
Still looking for teams. So with that, it's the first year, so we're still getting the information out there, trying to build a pretty cool event, but something that's going to differentiate it right off the bat. For the golfers, we're going to provide 3 meals, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as having Macker trophies for the top teams for men and women divisions.
Cool.
And we're doing a $2,000 skins pot, a couple hole-in-one contests, as well as the closest to the pin contest, all included in the ticket. So it's not like you come and there's all these added costs. Nope, we just want to build that in the first year.
Right.
Don't have, you know, any of like the raffles and giveaways that most outings do, but we wanted to put the focus on the actual gameplay and build that experience. Then we'll be adding more in 2023.
Right. Okay. That sounds fun. I mean, there's a lot of golf outings in Jackson. It does take a little bit to kind of, build up, but you've already got the branding with Macker, and you've already got a following with this event. This is going to be a good time. It's going to be a big event. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like you said, that takes place on the 20th. Registration's completed through Eventbrite. So if you just Google Gus Macker or Macker Hacker on Google, you'll be able to find the link through Eventbrite there. Or same thing, you can just message Gus Macker, JXN at gmail.com.
Okay.
And we can get a paper registration, an email registration, an Eventbrite registration sent your way.
Where do you guys fill up at? How many teams?
So the goal is 24.
Okay.
We could do a little more. We don't really, you know, a little less. That'd be okay. But 24 is the ultimate
goal. Figure it out.
Right.
And you're still looking for sponsorship help, right?
Yeah, so
sponsors are like Jell-O. There's always room.
Exactly. So whether it's a donation, a gift card, putting a basket together, that's really what we're focusing on at this point.
Okay.
However, you know, if someone wants to be a presenting sponsor and be branded all over the place,
right,
down to chat.
You'd look forward to that conversation.
Exactly.
All right. So email again, which is good for both the Macker and the Hacker.
Gus Macker, JXN at gmail.com.
But it also sounds like a simple Google search will get you to wherever you need to go.
That's correct.
Cool. Anything else we left untouched, Kyle? Get it all?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a golf outing. It is a basketball tournament, but our goal is just to bring people together in the Jackson community. So there's going to be a lot happening throughout the weekend. Friday night, have some live music, the teachers tournament, the Heroes tournament. So even though you might not be a fan of basketball, you might see some friends, might see some family members, out selling their soul for a trophy.
the teachers tournament, you've got different schools competing against each other?
Yeah, so this is the first year of that. So if anyone's listening and knows a teacher that might want to play, just zip us a message and we'll lock you in.
So you got to put Northwest and Western in opposite ends of the bracket so they have a chance to face each other in the final.
As long
as it happens.
As long as they sign up, we get them.
You got to get them to sign. That's the thing. You got to get them to sign up. What teacher? What schools do you have represented right now? Do you know?
So, I'm actually not sure. One of the interns is managing that one.
Okay.
But the based on the structure of Friday night, we're looking to have either 4 or 6 or 8 teams, just to have a mix of either round robin or single double elimination play. It all depends on how many stack up, which kind of sets the theme for the night.
That sounds way cool.
Absolutely. That and something that's pretty awesome with that, too. You know, you could go through the 3 guaranteed games, 2-day longs of Macker gameplay, or maybe you haven't played in a Macker for 15, 20 years. We still have the Macker trophies for that event. So you could get the legitimate Macker hardware.
That's cool.
Teachers and heroes, which is kind of neat.
I love basketball. I am in no way, shape, or form in basketball shape right now, but I love basketball. So I'm looking forward to the event this year.
It's pretty fun. Cool. Looking forward to it.
Kyle, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Lichty joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.